My name is Amber Farr. I was born August 21st, 1980. I live in Penn Hills, and the company I work for is the Buell Foundation, and we are dedicated to the North Side. The North Side is a very interesting place. I've been working over here for about 8 years now. In my current role, I get an opportunity to see the North Side through a different lens, and there are a lot of hidden gems within the neighborhoods, 18 neighborhoods, 40,000 people. There are a lot of things to explore, a lot of things to learn, a lot of potential. Just a bunch of great stuff over here for kids to do. Like, y'all have museums over here. You can walk downtown. You have nice parks. Y'all can kayak on the river. So I'm from Clarion, and that's way, way past Kennywood. I had to get on a bus and travel like an hour plus to see that sort of stuff. So growing up, I didn't have all of those amenities. The North Side is a very diverse community. And so when you go to other parts of the city, they may have diversity, but it's not infused within the neighborhood. So like if you go into the East End, like there are diverse populations, but it's still segregated. Whereas on the North Side, you see a lot of different people within the neighborhoods. Like, of course, there are some neighborhoods that are affluent and some that are not. But out of the 18 neighborhoods, there's a good mix of people from all different backgrounds. There's a few reasons why neighborhoods are dangerous. I mean, it's everything from mental health to drug use to just violence to people not having jobs or adequate jobs. Some people getting out of jail and that's the life that they know. People not having housing, good education. There are a lot of different factors as to why crime continues to increase. We all want to live. We all want to feel safe. No one wants to live in a place where they fear death at any moment. You know, we have to figure out what are all those factors into criminal activity and how can we start to divert those. So you go into a neighborhood and they're tearing down people's homes, that's history that's gone. Not just homes, but buildings within the community. When you tear them down, you wipe out the history of that community. Money drives that. Sometimes it's gentrification, wanting to push people who have lived in a certain community out, because they want the community to look a certain way and to make a profit. When you wipe away your history, what do you have? You know, that's like your family.